Gabaying for a Shabbat morning service. V'yazor v'yagen v'yoshia l'chol hachosim bo v'nomar Amen. Hakol havu godel Eloheinu utnu chavod la'Torah. Here's where you call up the person, and I'll explain it at the end. After you call up the person, Baruch shenatan Torah le'amo Yisrael b'kdushato. Then the congregation goes, Ve'atem hadvekim baranai Eloheichem, chayim kulchem hayom. And then the Gabbai repeats that last line, Ve'atem hadvekim baranai Eloheichem, chayim kulchem hayom. For calling up people, when you do it, if it's a guy, you do Ya'amod, and you do Ben in their name. If it's a girl, you do Ta'amod, and then Bat in the middle of their name. So if it's the first Aliyah, and it's a Kohen, you would go Kohen Karav, Ya'amod or Ta'amod, their name, Ben or Bat, their parents' name, HaKohen, then continue on with Baruch Shenatan. If it's a Levi who's called up for the first one, because there's no Kohen, but there is a Levi, you would go Ya'amod or Ta'amod, their name, Ben or Bat, their parents' name, Levi b'mkom Kohen, and then go on to Baruch Shenatan. If they are not a Kohen or a Levi, you would just do Ya'amod or Ta'amod, their name, Ben or Bat, their parents' name, Rishon, and then Baruch Shenatan. The rest of the Aliyot work basically like that. After the first Aliyah, you don't do the V'yazor intro anymore, or the Baruch Shenatan. You just do the Ya'amod or Ta'amod, and then their name, and then the number at the end. And here's examples of each. For the second Aliyah, if it's not a Levi, you just go Ya'amod or Ta'amod, their name, Ben or Bat, their parents' name, Sheini. If it's a Levi, you just end it with Levi. For the third Aliyah, since it can't be a Kohen or a Levi, it's very simply just Ya'amod or Ta'amod, their name, Ben or Bat, their parents' name, Shalishi. The rest of the Aliyot on a Shabbat morning keep going with the numbers changing and the rest of it's the same. Fourth Aliyah ends with Rivi'i, fifth one, Chamishi, sixth, Shishi, seventh, Shavi'i. If they've split things up and added an extra one, Acharon. And then whoever has the Maftir Aliyah, because they're going to chant the Haftarah, you call them up as Maftir. And that's it.